All right, Dub CNN, DJ Ambidextrous, welcome to DubCNN.com. How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me, man. I'm just out here doing the move as much as possible.
I hear you. Well, tell the folks where you're from.
Well, shit, I'm from the Bay Area, South Bay Area, San Jose. Shit, I moved throughout the Southwest as well. Been through New Mexico, Arizona, and shit, I'm back out here now.
Okay. Now, I used to live in the Bay Area myself in San Jose, and I remember when compilations were the end thing, and now mixtapes have kind of taken over, and everybody seems to have a mixtape. And how hard is it to cut through the clutter as a DJ and make a name for yourself?
Oh, man, I mean, you pretty much got to decipher yourself away from the 6,000 mixtape DJs in San Jose alone, so I mean, you pretty much got to create a new lane and start coming up with some new marketing ideas and, you know, kind of much is basically set yourself aside from what 5,000 other people are doing as well.
Okay, got you. So I know networking is important in any industry, but how valuable is networking to you, I guess, as you play into to making a name for yourself?
Oh, man, well, I'm just trying to, you know, basically network as much as possible. And, I mean, pretty much networking is the main thing as far as DJing and mixtapes is going. Because, you know, basically everybody's teamed up, especially out here in the Bay Area. You know, it's pretty much a small industry as far as that goes, and we ain't necessarily out there as far as nationwide, so networking is a huge thing as far as wherever you're trying to go, basically build that new lane, bring the whole team with you.
Got you. Speaking of team, I know DJs often roll, like you said, making a team, roll in units, so to speak, so you're, you're part of, like, the mixtape mob, right?
Yes, I'm part of the mixtape mob. We've got Rock2K in there. We got a few other DJs worldwide, DJ Jay Spin, who's a Hood Stars DJ. So, I mean, a lot of us actually came out from the South Bay Area and pretty much just teamed up. We all seen we was doing something positive and try to make a movement, you know, basically become the new team of the West Coast.
Now, I'm curious, when you have teams of DJs or when you have a group like that, how does that work? How is that beneficial for the DJs involved? How does that work?
I mean, basically, as far as the whole team that we got, you know, you just have a whole extra group of networkers. So, I mean, basically, everybody that I'm messing with, I could throw towards Rock2K, and when Rock2K got somebody new that I don't fuck with, they throw it towards me. So, I mean, it's just an extra networking door that basically opened up for me as far as joining the mixtape mob.
Okay, got you. So, explain the process of creating a mixtape, maybe how each mixtape is different. Explain that process of how you go about that.
Basically, the way I started is to kind of, you know, figure out what the new lane is or what the new idea is going to be. Right now, I'm working on the new Blood of the Bay. I actually got Volume 1 out already with Willie Joe, so y'all can peep that out online. But, I mean, basically, you just, you know, get yourself a marketing idea, find out what's good or what's going to be the new thing, and you'll pretty much just push it towards that. From there, then you just get in touch with the type of people that you're going to do, or, you know, if it's an artist mixtape, we basically record the whole mixtape as is. I mean, some of them we got freestyle joints, so we basically can go all the way through it at once. It kind of just depends what lane I'm trying to pick at that point.
Okay. So, kind of along those same lines, is it when you have those different ideas, like, what are you working on? You said you're working on the new Blood of the Bay. So, kind of, what's your approach with that, aside from kind of bringing out new talent, I would imagine? But so, how? What's your approach? What's your take on that?
Well, the approach I took with that one is, I mean, you know, within the last couple of years, the hyphy movement kind of got its, you know, got its roar and kind of seen its downfall as well. So, what I learned from that was that everyone took the recognition of the E-40s and the Two Shorts and pretty much used that as a stepping stone. So I pretty much went out, grabbed everybody that was new. You know, I grabbed Willie Joe, who I thought was the new face of the Bay, went out and got tracks with, you know, everybody else as far as the Hood Stars and Fab. And we got basically all kinds of new shit from them. And, you know, basically took that, kind of linked it up with the old school vibe, had a few of them do some of the old school joints. And then pretty much that's kind of where we got the ear from all the old school stuff. So I got the respect from the older cats as well as the younger ones who never really grew up on them.
Okay. So as your star starts to rise or whatever, I know a lot of DJs, if it's, you know, somebody co-signed by Funkmaster Flex or co-signed by whatever DJ that's really established, are you getting to that point where if you co-sign somebody that's kind of like a stamp of approval?
I'm trying to become that point. I'm trying to basically has become the new drama of the West Coast. So
okay.
that's basically the idea, you know what I mean? I'm trying to push it towards that route. I think I got a little bit of respect from the crews out here as far as DJs that's coming out here. Basically trying to take some more of that.
Got you. Now, I was kind of switching gears a little bit. I see from the picture on your MySpace page that you embrace technology. I recently spoke to DJ Redmatic from the world-famous Beat Junkies, and I asked his opinion on programs like Serato and how it relates to the DJ. And he uses Serato, and he thinks it's a great tool, but feels sometimes that maybe some of the newer DJs, that they use it, kind of it masks some of the deficiencies that they might have and stuff like that. What's your take on technology and the DJ?
Appreciate it actually both ways. I mean, I think you know when you come up growing up, you see all the vinyl and you see that they kind of came from almost nothing. What they can do with that, I think the ability of being able to add a Serato to that. Although you get a lot of downfall, people say you only a technology DJ and these mixtapes, you don't gotta have no skills and all that type of shit. And basically, all you do is just match what you learn from the old school as well as what you take from the new. Create that new lane.
Okay.
Basically, just take advantage of both sides, because without technology, we wouldn't have half the shit we did right now.
That's true. Because like I was saying with him, when I spoke to him, it's a matter of you have, now you can carry thousands of songs on a jump drive or something like that, as opposed to carrying these heavy crates, and so it helps as far as travel and all that stuff is concerned.
Oh, yeah, especially that. I mean, that way you don't have, pretty much everything that you want, you have it at any point. If you need to go out and download that, you don't got to go buy the crate or go buy the record or, carry that with you to seven different cities if that's what you're going to do.
Right. Okay. So who are some of the artists that you're working with right now?
My new artist right now, I'm pushing Jesse L. He's from the South Bay as well.
Okay.
Got the new album, The One, The Truth, coming out pretty soon. Working with Willie Joe on the new Blood 2, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
He's got his team, Waterboy. Shout out to Waterboy Entertainment, Vallejo, California. They're doing it real big. About to drop a mixtape called Oakland Dynamite. We'll do that from the Waterboys. Shout out to Willie Joe again, Goose, Crimeys, and all that. Basically, I mean, trying to do everything that I can. I got in the works right now with Irk the Jerk, as well as a few other people, remain nameless at this point because it ain't final.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do as much as possible.
So kind of along those lines, and I'm not trying to get you to divulge any secrets, but what's the process like when you see an artist and you want to work with them in terms of maybe doing some exclusive type of mixtape? What's that process like? Is it kind of a negotiation process? Is it just how you vibe together? Explain that to us a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much how the relationship that you have between the two. I mean, there's been points with artists where I'm just emailing and really talking to them much, and you pretty much just get what they have at that point. So especially what I try to do is build a relationship with them, and that way your input is a little more valuable at that point, because you got one opinion, they got the other, but they you both see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And at that point, a little more creativity comes in mind, and you kind of find a medium ground and basically build something new that you ain't used to.
Gotcha. Okay, so I know that there are so many DJs. It seems like DJs are really multi-talented. They produce, maybe they do A&R work, maybe they run a promotion business, all kinds of stuff like that. You define yourself as being unusually skillful. So what else do you do besides being a mixtape DJ? What else do you do?
Well, I got the name Ambidextrous actually running through sports in high school, because I actually used both hands as far as that went. As far as I carried that, I mean, I got into the DJ game more so because I wanted to engineer. And so, I mean, as far as being unusually skillful, I'm trying to basically do everything possible. I mean, as far as A&R, as far as engineering, DJing, whatever is really needed at that point, if I could learn it, I'm on it.
Okay, I got you. So, any last words for WCNN? Tell the folks how they can look you up and how to spell your name when they look you up on MySpace. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, that's the most difficult part about it. I mean, some people call me Dex. Some people don't even know what ambidextrous is. So,
yeah.
I can check me out on myspace.com/ambidextrous. It's AMBIBKSTRES. I can check out the music at your local Rasputin Street Light or your local music store. Get online at the MySpace. Like I said, go to CaliMixtapes.com. Everybody just look out for the new face of the mixtape game in the West Coast.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it.